Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. I like to continue sharing my thoughts and what I wrote after I heard the tragedy of terrorist attacks on two Muslim mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. 50 Muslim worshippers were killed. Of course, we know that Satan, our enemy, managed successfully to put negative feelings in our hearts and negative thoughts in our minds towards Muslims. And he used so many means. He is just so creative and clever. Satan even used the stories of Christians persecuted and discriminated against in Muslim countries. We must not neglect Jesus' greatest commandment to love our Muslim neighbors. This is really what the gospel is all about. That's what Jesus said. As we love ourselves, we must love Muslim neighbors. And certainly, Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Canada, America, Australia, New Zealand. They are our neighbors now. Christian leaders should also focus on equipping their followers to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. So pray for our Christian leaders and pray for our pastors, because they do so many good things and they have so many responsibilities, so many goals to accomplish, and we need to help them accomplish one more goal, which is sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. The fact is, the bottom line is, God wants us to express His love toward the Muslims, because God lives within us through His Spirit, and God is love. And we are the body of Christ, and God simply wants to use our eyes, our words, our body, our hearts, our mind, our actions, our spirit, use us to manifest His love toward Muslims. Because when we do that, we are building a relationship of trust. They can trust us. When we react to Muslims with gentleness and respect, we are acting like Jesus Christ, and we are doing what God wants us to do. And here I will need to say, regardless whether they received the gospel from us or not, regardless whether we win them to Christ or not, this is what we should do. However, this will enable us, I know from experience, to share Jesus effectively with them. It will be easier when we are gentle and we respect them to enter into dialogue with them. Then it will come a time and we can ask serious questions. Also, we can answer their questions and they will be more open to hear our words and what we believe. Remember, we read in the gospel, 1 Peter, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. With gentleness and respect. And by the way, when we talked about Christians persecuted in Muslim countries, yes, there is a lot of truth to that, of course. But don't forget that also Christians are persecuted in many other parts of the world, in China. And I don't doubt it, if you go to the Holy Land and you start sharing Jesus with the Jews, I am sure you're going to get into trouble. And don't also forget that not all Muslims always persecute and discriminate against Christians. Doesn't happen all the time, like Satan wants us to believe. I can give you an example. The second man that ruled all the Iraqi people after Saddam Hussein was Tariq Aziz. He was a Christian. And Saddam Hussein actually himself was very good toward the Christian people. I hear that from Iraqi people. He was against fanatic Muslims, even though the majority of the country are Muslims. Actually, why go too far? My older brother, Farid, used to work as the chief judge of the Supreme Court in Egypt. Most powerful legal position. Now he works in the Ministry of Justice after he issued a judgment against the Muslim Brotherhood. Most of the Muslims in the world are peaceful and kind and hospitable, and they don't believe in killing or attacking or hurting innocent people. And also remember, so many Muslim extremists and fanatics, I know that for sure, became believers and followers of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, praise God. We should not be surprised, because in the gospel, we know from the story of Saul, a zealous Jewish leader who used to persecute and arrest Christians and kill them if possible, Jesus changed him and made him the Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. Wonderful. My friend, I want you to know that Muslims need our love. And I just want to remind you of a few verses from the Bible. One of them in the Gospel, Romans chapter 13, love does no wrong to a neighbor. Love bears all things. I read that in the Gospel in 1 Corinthians. Believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Wow, let me even read to you the whole passage. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love is patient, love is kind, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. In the gospel, according to Jesus' disciple Luke chapter 6, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. Gospel of Luke chapter 6, love your enemy, do good to those who hate you. We need to focus on helping Muslims see God's love through us and hear the message of the salvation that God wants them to enjoy through faith in Jesus Christ, focusing on Jesus and letting them know that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, and no one can come to God, our Heavenly Father, without Jesus. Jesus is the door to heaven and to God's forgiveness. He is the answer. We need to focus on that. And by the way, if you never receive Jesus in your heart, if you never put your faith in Him as your Savior, you can repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you, God. Nobody loves me, God, like you do. Thank you for sending Jesus to die, to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, I put my faith in you, that you are my only Savior. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. I don't want to live doing wrong things anymore. I want to live close to God. I want to do God's will. I want to please God. God, thank you for helping me understand your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Please join me for more as we continue in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is one, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and two, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
Welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. We are examining what Muslim believes about Jesus' crucifixion. Muslim scholars generally teach that Jesus was substituted. When he faced arrest and death, they believe God changed the face of someone else, making that man look like Jesus. So when the Jews tried to arrest Jesus, they thought the substitute was Jesus and arrested and crucified him by mistake. The Muslim scholar based their belief in the substitution theory upon one passage in the Quran, which states that they said in boast, "We killed Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, but they killed him not, nor crucified him, but so it was made to appear to them. For of a surety they killed him not, nay, Allah raised him up unto himself." This is the only passage that talks about Jesus' crucifixion. Surah 4, verses 157 to 158. Okay, so we analyzed this substitution theory, and we share with our Muslim friend what kind of God would cause Mary, the mother of Jesus, the most honored woman in the Quran and highly honored in the Bible, what kind of God would cause Jesus' disciples and friends and Mary to suffer in such a way? For they stood at the cross watching the agony of the one whom they thought to be Jesus. We can read that in the gospel according to Jesus' disciples, John chapter 19. Would God cause Jesus' followers to go through this torturous experience because of an illusion that he himself had orchestrated? Is it reasonable to believe that the faithful and true God would mislead Jesus' devoted disciples by casting Jesus' likeness upon someone else, making another man look like Jesus? It is because the man who hung and died on the cross looked exactly like Jesus that the disciples of Jesus believed and proclaimed Jesus' crucifixion and death. More than 2 billion people today all over the world base their faith on the historicity of the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus. My Muslim friend, is it logical to believe that God would allow the foundation of the Christian faith to be based on a misidentification that God himself orchestrated? Such a theory, which the Muslim scholars believe in and promote and teach, such a theory would make God the author of the biggest hoax in human history. This cannot be, my friend. By nature, God is just. We see that all over the Bible, Old and New Testament. God is holy and does only what is right. God does only what is right. I know that some Muslim teaches that God does whatever he wants. True, we believe that. But all he wants is just and right and true. My Muslim friend, I want you to notice something. Because many times I share Jesus with Muslims and they tell me, no. We reject the crucifixion of Jesus and this is totally denied by Islam. Please recognize that Islam does not entirely deny the story of the crucifixion, as people usually think. According to the teachings of the Muslim scholars, Islam accepts that the Jews plotted to crucify Jesus. Okay, notice that. Islam accepts that Jesus was present on a certain day and that the Jews were seeking to arrest him. Islam accepts that Jesus remained unwavering in loyalty to his mission. He did not escape and was ready to face arrest. Islam accepts that the man arrested appeared to the Jews to look exactly like Jesus. And that the man who died on the cross looked exactly like Jesus. Everyone, Islam accepts that everyone present at the cross recognized the man on the cross to be Jesus. Significantly, the only part of the crucifixion event that most Muslim scholars deny is that the person who died on the cross was actually Jesus. But they acknowledge and they accept everything else the Bible stated. My friend, it is very obvious that the substitution theory does not stand on reasons, evidence, or solid ground. And I want to mention also that there are various Muslim beliefs concerning Jesus' death. When I studied what Muslim scholars teach in view of Surah 4, verses 157-158, yes, the majority of the Muslim scholars believe Jesus did not die at all, but that God lifted him up bodily into heaven, that he ascended alive to heaven. They believe this is how his life on earth ended. However, on the other hand, well-regarded Muslim scholars disagree. They point out surahs in the Quran that record Jesus' death. One such passage is Surah 19, verse 33, which clearly records the death of Jesus. In this passage, Jesus is quoted as saying, "So peace is on me, the day I was born, the day that I die, and the day that I shall be raised up to life again." All right, oh my Muslim friend, it is extremely important to believe that Jesus is the crucified and risen Savior who came to save you from paying the penalty for everything wrong we did. When you believe in him, you will be saved from paying the penalty for your sins. My Muslim friend, this is extremely important. Jesus said, "Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." By rejecting Jesus, my friend, you will be rejecting God. Because God gave us Jesus as the only solution to escape paying the consequences for our sins. I encourage you to hear and receive the words of Jesus. Jesus said, "Whoever receives me receives him who sent me." Invite Jesus, my Muslim friend. Any person who are hearing our program right now and you never put your faith in Jesus that he came to save you from the consequences of your sins, that he came to give you eternal life, He came for the forgiveness of your sin. You can, right now, you can repent of your sins. Tell God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to live far from you anymore, God. And you can invite Jesus to come into your heart and put your faith in Jesus alone, my friend, alone, for the forgiveness of your sin. You can pray this prayer after me if you mean it from all your heart. Jesus, I believe in you, that you are my only Savior. You are my Savior from paying the penalty for my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you anymore. I don't want to willingly, intentionally disobey you, God. I want to enjoy your will in my life. I want to enjoy your salvation through faith in Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, samy@gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.